Sydney. It's the greatest city in the world, except for the M4 and the M5 and the M5 East. It's a city that you can't help but love. I mean, Parramatta Road at Concord is a bit of a nightmare, and Narellan Road is always backed up. And don't get me started on Pennon Hills Road, Windsor Road, James Roos Drive, or Cleveland Street. And the less said about George Street, the better. But whether you're stuck in traffic in Bondi, Bella Vista, or Blakehurst, or simply stuck at home because you can't afford the f***ing tolls, you might as well listen to Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Yes, welcome to the show here. Chaz Licciardello, Andrew Hansen, and Charles Firth. My name is Dom Knight, and amazingly enough, New South Wales has won the Origin Series. Well, I think that's 2 in 13 years.
Yay,
so really,
yay.
This is the beginning of a whole new era, I hope. Blues. I really hope.
Look, and all credit to Brad Fittler, I think. I think what this proves is that you don't need to learn how to tackle. You don't need to learn how to throw a ball or kick a ball or anything like that. What you got to do in preparation to win an Origin is to do some yoga.
What?
Well, no, you've heard this. That's what they did. They did their training sessions. They took off their shoes to let the minerals of the earth, this is honestly true, imbibe into the soles of their feet. And then they also did a whole lot of yoga training sessions. This is honestly true.
Are you sure, Charles? Because I was at the game last night, and to be honest, the Downward Dogs out there were definitely Queensland.
That's right. That was for Hopper Wadi's benefit. But no. So we've actually, bit of an exclusive here on Radio Chaser, we've actually exclusively got the tapes of the Blues training sessions where they did the yoga that actually resulted in taking out the Origin.
Hello and welcome to the Blues training session. I am your Swami, Brad Fittler Chandraputra. I want you to breathe and focus on your asana while you visualise Billy Slater's face. Think of his hair and his nose. Now look into his eyes. Stretch out your arms and with your left elbow, smash his jaw. Smash in. Smash out. Smash in. Smash out. Josh, now really visualize that jaw. Feel the energy flow through your elbow into it. Okay, now let's move to Tadasana, mountain pose. Breathe in and out. Calm. Right now, visualize Slater's face lying on the ground in agony. Now extend your palms down and outwards, facing forward. Now gouge out his left eyeball. Gouge in and out. James, when you gouge, make sure you use all the muscles in your fingers. Good. Now, finally stretch out your right leg and hold and kick Billy Slater in the balls. Kick in, kick out. Okay, excellent work, guys. Now, close your eyes. We'll finish with the mantra. Repeat after me. Blues. 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 Okay, namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Now let's go smash it!
Yeah! Radio Chaser on Triple M.
This is Radio Chaser. Let's find out what Sydney's talking about, shall we?
Newsy, newsy, newsy news. And current affairs.
Big news for cyclists, guys. The City of Sydney is going to try to finish off its cycling grid. So the City of Sydney now is full of cycleways that just sort of sit there on its own. So you get like on one street, doesn't really join up to anything. And they've decided they've got to join it all up. And they've had the brilliant idea to achieve this by actually not worrying about spending years doing all the streetscaping and just building a cycling lane.
Okay, now the thing I'm confused about here is you're saying they're going to join them all up, right?
Yeah.
Now, when I cycle, it's because I want to go somewhere. Whereas when you join them up, the only place you can go is to somewhere else on the cycle lane.
Yeah.
Or back home.
That doesn't sound
Maybe
useful.
This is, it's just the idea to just send all the cyclists back home so that they stay there and stop annoying us.
But I thought the whole reason to have a cycle lane was to spit you out into traffic so that you give a good chance for the driver to hit.
Yeah,
the
that's exactly what it does now.
I actually thought it was part of a Japanese game show that took place on the streets of Sydney. And it was this hilarious sort of prank.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I think anything, I mean, I live next to the Castlereagh Street cycleway at the moment, and They were doing all-night road work for 4 months. So anything that makes them do it more quickly, I suppose, is good. So at some point, I guess once the light rail is finished, they can get onto this. So maybe about 2040, 2050.
I'm pretty sure that they're designed mainly for penny farthings, because that's when they started developing.
So, music.
That's true. All right, now a bit of sad news from the royal family, guys. I feel like the Markle, the Markle kind of whole wedding, we feel like we know that family. Well, Thomas Markle fears he's being frozen out of the royal family.
No. Is he? I wouldn't want him to be left out.
He didn't get a Father's Day card from his daughter. Because he did a paid television interview in which he revealed that Prince Harry was a fan of Donald Trump. Just because of that.
Rough. I think he needs to team up with Barnaby Joyce and they should just launch a whole series of highly paid TV interviews about really embarrassing subjects. Those two.
They should interview each other. Wouldn't that be a fantastic
television? I want to see the Joyce and Tom Markle show. The most embarrassing series in the world.
They could compete about who was worse to their daughters, couldn't they?
Does it make a difference that it wasn't actually Father's Day? And he didn't receive the card?
Yeah, it's a different day in different countries, isn't he? Doesn't he understand? Like she's in England now.
She's
on May the 3rd or something.
That's very confusing. Yes, indeed. So and finally,
music.
This is an amazing story from the US. So a lot of focus on kids and borders and all this kind of stuff and kids being locked up. A 19-year-old woman was hiking in British Columbia and she managed to wander over the US border. She had no idea what she was doing. Didn't have any papers. Was just going for a walk. Got arrested by Border Patrol and locked up for 2 weeks until she could eventually prove that it was a genuine accident and sent home. What an amazing thing.
No, there's a bit of confusion about this. Everyone's saying, this is an immigration issue. This is the US cracking down on illegal immigrants. No. It's walking that's illegal in the US.
about time, too. I really think they should introduce, with these cycleways, too, we should introduce that here. No more footpaths. I'm sick of these bloody walkers ruining it for the rest of us.
I think you're understanding, Charles, but I realise that you are actually wrong in that because there is more to it, and it is an immigration issue. But she actually got off lightly, because normally when a young, attractive woman becomes a legal immigrant in America, she has to marry Donald Trump. Could be a lot worse.
Cruel and unusual punishment, that's called. You know, guys, like policemen, they seem to get younger and younger, don't they? And so do criminals. There's this extraordinary story in the United States. They've got these illegal immigrants. It's a problem. Mexicans coming across the border. Yeah, well, according to the news, I'm reading this. This is a quote from an article. A senior judge now says that 3- and 4-year-olds can learn immigration law well enough to represent themselves in court.
That is unbelievable.
Sorry, you said like 3- or 4-year-olds can learn immigration law well enough to be able to. The US interfered with your sound there.
To represent themselves in court.
What an extraordinary thing.
They don't need a lawyer. They can be 3 or 4 years old, totally fine. And look, I back them. I think they do. They stand up pretty well in the courtroom. Thanks to the US laws, we've actually got a recording of one of those cases that we can play for you now. Have a listen.
Order, order. We are hearing the case of the People versus Rosie, age 3 1/4. Rosie, you are charged with illegally entering the state of Texas. How do you plead?
I like counties.
Yeah, are you naughty or not naughty?
Not naughty.
Now, this is a very complex trial. Have you engaged an attorney?
No, but I have my blankie.
Very well. Prosecutor, could you please outline the case against Rosie?
Certainly. This is a prima facie case. We believe Rosie is the mastermind behind a major human trafficking ring. We allege she went by the codename Carlos and dug an 86-mile tunnel under the border. Rosie, I put it to you that this camera footage shows you doing exactly that.
But that looks like a fat 47-year-old man with a mustache.
Digging? I like digging.
Practically an admission of guilt, Your Honor.
Rosie, your partiality to digging weighs heavily against you. What do you have to say in your defense?
I like digging.
Order. Rosie, do you have any witnesses to call on your behalf? Witnesses are friends, people you like.
Oh, yes. I call Grover.
I am Grover.
So, Grover, does Rosie like to dig?
Yes, we like to dig together.
Your Honor, he's an accomplice.
I've heard enough. Rosie and Grover, I sentence both of you to 25 years in the naughty corner, thinking about the boo-boos you have committed.
Oh, no. How will I ever clear my good name?
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Now, there's a story in the Sydney Morning Herald today, guys. They've crunched all the data. They've looked at the numbers on Sydney traffic, all the movements of all the cars throughout the city throughout the week. And what they've worked out is that peak hour in Sydney is all the time, basically. It's pretty much 24 hours. There's traffic congestion on our roads all the time. So you can put in your commute. It'll tell you what time you have to leave to avoid traffic. Usually it's about 5 in the morning. We've got some facts for you about Sydney's wonderful traffic.
Fact that's amazing.
Did you know there are 57 traffic lights from DY to the city, not counting the 3,000 other traffic lights along that route?
That's a fact.
There are different kinds of traffic, of course. There's drug trafficking, there's people trafficking. Now, Sydney traffic is the direct opposite of people trafficking because no one actually gets moved.
Great big fact.
To avoid Sydney's traffic congestion, all you need to do is work from home, eat at home, entertain at home, get everything delivered to home, and homeschool your children.
Probably a fact.
Easy.
Scottish distillers now age their finest whiskies by driving them along Pennant Hills Road in Morning Peak.
Fact.
In 2015, Mike Baird committed to fixing Sydney's congestion by 2018, and it has now been completely fixed.
Great big fact.
You might recall the film clip for REM's Everybody Hurts was famously filmed in traffic. A little known fact, they tried to film it in Sydney traffic, but they couldn't get the actual footage out, and in fact, they're still stuck there to this day.
Probably a fact.
Australia's only certified lethal gas chamber is the M5 East Tunnel.
Great big fact.
Many Sydney commuters now ask to be mummified before leaving home so they don't rot away by the time they reach work.
Fact.
To avoid Sydney traffic, all you have to do is leave at a different time. Experts say the optimal time to go to work is 1:30 a.m. and to return from work is 10 p.m.
Probably a fact.
It's about to get worse because Wilson Parking is now charging people $35 an hour to idle on the Spit Bridge.
Fact.
Designed to alleviate Sydney traffic congestion, the new Sydney Light Rail Line is now the major cause of Sydney traffic congestion.
Fact.
Roundabouts offer 28% better traffic flow than traffic lights and are 100% easier to have a shag on.
That's a fact.
Roseanne, remember about a week ago she got in trouble, thrown off her show because she put out a racist tweet.
Mm.
Well, over the weekend, ABC, which is the network in the US that runs her show, announced that they're going to go ahead with Roseanne, just that she's no longer going to be part of the Roseanne show.
It's very exciting. Yeah, the Connors it's going to be called, and it's going to have even her husband. And who knows what will have happened to Roseanne in the... in the interim, what they'll come up with is a story for how they got rid of her.
Well, she probably sent a tweet. You know, I think. I mean, that's how most people disappear nowadays. I wouldn't be going on Twitter. It's risk everything.
But I reckon this is a good innovation for the television industry. I'd like to see more shows that sort of don't feature the most prominent person. Like, for example, I'd love to see Planet America without its host, Chaz Angelillo.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be great. Yeah. It'd be so much easier to watch, wouldn't it?
I've got to say, though, if they did do another series of Hey Dad, you wouldn't have the dad. it'd be Hey Nudge. Come on. But I think Sky News have been getting on board this, haven't they, Furthy?
Oh, that's right. Well, they have. In fact, they're the first cab off the rank in Australia to follow this trend. And they've just announced the Bolt Report without Andrew Bolt.
Following the announcement that Roseanne will no longer star in the sitcom Roseanne, Sky News is proud to announce a new spin-off, The Bolt Report, without Andrew Bolt. All the best parts of The Bolt Report without an enormous knobhead hosting it. Hear Andrew Bolt not complaining about refugees. Enjoy not hearing someone moan about Waleed Ali. Delight as endless complaints about the ABC are not jammed down your throat. The Bolt Report without Andrew Bolt. Without your host, Andrew Bolt. It's the best thing on Sky News.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Chez, you're a man of unusual habits and peccadilloes.
Fair to say, I'm eccentric, yes.
Oh, you at least you're sort of aware of this. Now, I mean, we like to talk to you about these every Monday. Now, a while ago, we were working with you on a TV thing, yeah. And it was observed that you went into the toilet. You went into a toilet cubicle.
Is that weird? That's okay,
well,
isn't it?
That in itself is probably fine.
Okay.
But it may have been the unusual thing that you took with you into that cubicle, which was a freshly unwrapped Maxi Bon.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
I was hungry.
And you were observed sitting there doing an enormous stinking poo,
yeah,
while eating the Maxi Bon, working on your laptop on your lap.
I had
and
work to do.
Wearing no shoes.
I don't think people should BYO brown items into the toilet. That sounds like a very bad idea.
This makes perfect sense to me. I don't know why you guys think this is strange. Didn't you just hear about the Origin coach, about how if you walk around barefoot taking minerals from the ground, you get my minerals are other people's urine. So I go to the toilet barefoot. I had work to do, so I took my laptop. You know what they say? Keyboards are dirtier than a toilet. So why not just combine the two? Eating a Maxi Bon, you can't tell me you can't tell me that what's going on in the toilet is worse than the Maxi Bon.
But don't you get worried that the Maxi Bon will get infected by the smell of the stinky, horrible bacteria and stuff?
It's overhyped, guys. Bacteria's everywhere. This improves my immune system.
It is in the toilet when you're in the toilet.
I've got to say, I mean, Chazzy's a man of science. I think, isn't that what you call a closed system? It's just pooing and eating in the same place. You could just be there forever.
Honestly, you'd be surprised how much bacteria there is out there, guys. The toilet's relatively clean.
So this does, however, beg a question, which is...
Are you as weird as Chaz?
Yeah, we enjoyed this so much we had a sting made, Chaz. Congratulations.
Thank
you as weird as Chaz? Do you eat on the toilet?
Look, can I get something on the record here? What, before you mock me with the phoners.
133353.
It's not like at dinner time I go, oh, great, let's head to the toilet to eat my dinner. No, but if you're eating already and you need to go to the toilet, why not?
Couldn't you just put it down? I mean, that's another thing.
It's a Maxi Bon. It would melt, Charles.
Would you do this in a restaurant, Chaz? Would you take your main course into the toilet with you?
Oh, it depends how many plates there are. You don't have to be inconvenient.
In Chaz's ideal restaurant, you'd have a beautiful linen table and then you'd be sitting on a cubicle. You wouldn't need to move.
The thing I like best about this is that you guys are focusing on the fact that I ate a Maxi Bon and not focusing on the fact I was working on my laptop while I was on the toilet.
I'm also trying to deal with that.
That's another finer. Let's not blur the issue here. Sure, eat on the toilet? 133353. Do you do it?
I'm willing to bet nobody does it.
Everyone does, Charles. Everyone eats on the toilet. Ring up and prove me right.
133353. Are you as weird as Chaz? Do you eat on the toilet? There's a couple of callers already. Oh, no. There's someone ringing saying doing something else on the toilet. We want to hear about
that.
But it's really, do you eat on the toilet? 133353.
Right.
Is there another Chaz in the whole of Sydney? I say there isn't. Michael's near Mudgee. Hey, Michael.
Hello, champion.
What about this eating on the toilet? You ever done it?
I actually have a coffee on the throne nearly every morning.
Oh, what a great idea. Coffee. So efficient.
Well, it saves time.
Yes.
It saves time.
That's right.
Got to be ergonomical today.
Again, brown items in the toilet, I think, is a big call. Anyway.
Nah, guys, there's only 24 hours a day. You need to squeeze it all in.
Michael, I can't believe there's another one. Let's see if there's more. Reed in Lane Cove is here. Hey, Reed.
Yeah, hey, boys.
Hey.
What do you get up to in the toilet? I can't believe I'm asking this question.
Hey, every morning I make myself my breakfast protein smoothie. Yeah. And sometimes, you got to go, and I sip away on the toilet while I drink my smoothie.
There's
nothing wrong with it. It's a normal thing to do. Like if you're having breakfast and you need to go to the bathroom, then do it while at the same time. My missus gets up for it.
Exactly. Just put down your breakfast smoothie, go to the toilet, and then come back to it.
All weird.
Exactly. No, goes no, all no, weird.
You can hold it in one hand and drink it, and you'll be right.
Now look, my 3-year old, my 3-month old daughter she goes to the toilet and consumes milk at the same time.
Exactly. It's natural.
The idea to try and grow out of that.
No.
All right, Reed, I'm going to play that for you as well.
I like Reed.
Congratulations, you're as weird as Chaz.
Reed and Michael are both fine people.
Oh, God. All right. Well, the final call here, Damien. Damien.
Wake up for
Surely us. You're not as weird as Chaz. Do you do stuff in that? Do you consume food or drink in the toilet too?
Well, I'm like Michael. In 2009, I recently renovated my bathroom, and I put a TV in my bathroom.
Oh, hello.
So when I'm having a bath, I can watch TV. But conveniently, when you're sitting on the throne, you're also watching TV. So every morning I have a coffee, I got to go like everybody else. So I'm watching Koshi while I'm having my coffee and doing my business at the
same time. I think we've all watched breakfast television and needed to go, to be totally honest.
This is very
but
good.
But it just saves me time, gentlemen. You understand? Yes. If everybody had a TV in the bathroom, we could have a kitchenette in there, everything, a kettle, toaster.
I love this. You're triple tasking. You're drinking coffee while watching TV, while on the toilet. That's genius.
Have you ever done a cash cow, Pat?
No, I haven't.
Chaz, I think this might be the person who's most like you. Have you put a TV in your bathroom?
No, but I will now. This is my hero. This is my idol.
Congratulations, you're as weird as Chaz.
And I think we need an extra sting that goes congratulations doubly because Chaz wants to be as weird as you. Well done, Damien. Here's the Clash on Triple M.
I told you I was normal.
Should I stay or should I go? Chaz, next time you get a maxi bond, you should stay, not go. All right?
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss?
Just time for one today, Chaz, Andrew and Charles. Have any of you been on the Paris metro, the trains in Paris?
No. Mais oui, c'est superbe. Well, I have. Yes, it's superb, super. Except for the toothless people who come after you.
And all the French people. There's so many French people on
there. Oh, it is full of French people, it's quite disconcerting.
They're somewhat dirty. There's a bit of a smell of sulfur in some of them. Well, what do you think of it as a place?
I shouted at some of them for not speaking English. Yeah, because I'm an Australian on a train.
What would you think of it as a place to give birth? Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss? And what if I told you that recently a woman gave birth to a baby on the RERA train in Paris? Whoa. And that as a kind of, it shut down the whole network for 45 minutes, but they gave the baby free rail travel throughout Paris until the age of 25. Would you try to give birth on the train?
Well first of all,
in order to get that,
it's clearly clean enough by my standards, so that's fine. look, I think it's cat's pajamas because I think it's very smart to have to give birth on a train because if you need a cesarean, there's plenty of people with flick knives.
What do you think, guys?
Right. Well, no, I think it's cat's pajamas too. I mean, you've got a built-in trolley. To sort of get you around. It's perfect.
I think this is cat's piss. I think clearly what's going to happen now is there's going to be just a scourge of people giving birth on the metro so they can get the free tickets.
Anchor babies.
Yeah, that's right.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.